We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday. Two more wake-ups. Hope everyone had a nice day yesterday.
What is going on here?
Oh no! What's happening?
Why do you guys?
You're sideways. Oh, there we go.
Why are you coming at me all sideways?
Yeah, why are you coming at me sideways, Vinny?
I don't know this thing.
Ay, ay, ay. Stupid thing!
Well,
oh my god.
Anyway, where were we? Oh yeah, how are you?
I couldn't be more delightful.
Did anything happen to you yesterday?
Why? What did you hear?
I don't know. I mean, is there anything to say? I don't know. Oh, actually, you had something going on. You had a podcast to do.
Yeah, we did the Johnny Mosley show, as we do most Mondays. We're off the next couple of weeks, you know, taking our summer break. So that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it was Hooman was here and
you had a house
that,
full.
That ultra well, they weren't in the house, luckily, you know. Just, you know, I waved to them out. Actually, I went out to take a little video clip of them all sitting in the isolation booth together in isolation, dragging chairs as far apart as they can get. But remember that guy, Paul Webb? We had him on like a week ago. He's an ultra cyclist. He was talking about this wilderness program. And it's, you know, it's funny because Johnny has like a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old boys. And he was so interested in this wilderness program because basically what happens is like these kids are going off the rails. Say you're a teenager and you're, you know, I don't know, you're falling in with the wrong crowd or you're, you know, using, you're self-medicating or you're, you know, what if kids, you know, they have problems. And these people, these wilderness programs come in and I guess the kids call them the goons, but they're really like the nice representatives who are going to be taking you out of your comfortable situation at mom and dad's house and bringing you to the wilderness.
The goons.
That's okay. What the kids call them. But they wake you up from your bed and your very meager belongings have been packed and they take you. They take you from your home.
Oh, so this camp is more of a
lifesaver.
A last ditch effort by parents to to help with their kid.
Clean up a kid or get them set, change their life path. It's pretty hardcore, you know? But anybody who's raised a teenager knows there are dark times. You know, I mean, actually, my childhood went fairly smoothly. But you have your, you know, you must remember being a teenager and you just, you know, I don't know. There can be some very unhappy moments, and God knows these days with social media, you hear about these kids who just get into these depressions and turn to whatever. So anyway, this is sort of right, and it's not cheap, you know. So this is this guy Paul's foundation raises the money to help put a kid through a program like this. You know, it's like $50,000.
I had a ton of friends growing up that needed this.
right?
A ton.
And you're in the woods. They drop you into like the Utah wilderness. Not even the woods, I guess. Wouldn't that be more deserty? I don't know. Yeah, there's so many people struggle with this, but it can really it's like almost pressing pause on their life and reorienting them or something. Anyway, Johnny is you know, I guess he must have gone through his own times as a teen because he was really. It was a good convo. The Johnny Mosley pod is at radio.com. You must have listened back to it, huh, Bren? Because you had to do some editing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good informative show. And it's a, you know, remember, did your dad ever threaten you with, like, military school? That's it. I'm going to send you off to military school.
I lived in a military school. That was my dad.
How could it get any worse than that?
So I didn't need to be sent anywhere. He lived in the house. Yeah. But I did, you know, for me, I had a really fun teen years, I guess you could say. But it was, I absolutely used drugs and booze like crazy. And it was fun at that point, but it definitely became a problem later in life, as everybody knows about me. Yeah. But I have heard kids right now are apparently there's a bunch of synthetic drugs and things that we don't even know about.
Right.
Like I don't have any idea about it, but the kids, one of my buddies, I don't know how he knows this kid. Doesn't matter. It'll lengthen the story. The point is they couldn't even figure out what this kid was on, but he was tripping and they had to get him into a psychiatric hold and lock him down for a couple of days just to get him straight.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it was making him, I don't want to say psychotic, but he was absolutely having mental breakdowns from whatever it was he was taking. And I guess he's better now that they've sort of pulled him off it. But that's, you know, when I think about what we were doing, yeah, I drank for sure. And I smoked this absolute junk pot that we would get from Santa Ana. And it didn't do any, you know, I mean, nothing by comparison to what kids are getting today.
Oh, my God. The stuff today is
zero.
Just, I'm telling you, I got knocked on my ass, you know, a few months
the
back.
The other day?
No.
Lucky.
I wasn't lucky. It was just, you know, that bad decision where you're like, I'll take one hit. And it's just, well, whatever, you know, and it's not even just drugs and alcohol. It's the sadness that can come with being a teenager. Like, you know, the only times I've contemplated suicide in my life were when I was a teenager. And I know that a lot of kids go to that dark place, you know, it feels hopeless. You don't have sort of a greater world experience and a context to put things in. And, you know, I actually know friends who use this program. Don't ask their names, obviously. I'm not going to say. But their daughter had to go twice. And that's apparently not unusual. But and it's actually harder sometimes for them coming out of this program, adjusting back to real life, like looking around at their friends and going, oh, my God, you have no idea. You just don't even know what I've been through. But it's, you know, it saves some kids' lives. So it's skiesthelimitfund.org. They are always raising money for this. They help people put their kids into a program like this because not, you know, who can write a check for $50,000 or whatever the amount? Isn't that what he said it was? About 50 grand yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
So
over the course of a few months.
Right. It's like a 90-day thing. You're taken out of your life for 90 days and the only way you can communicate with anyone is by handwriting a letter. So it's anyway, it was really an interesting one yesterday. And there you go. New Johnny Pod. So we did that yesterday. And then after that, I just was so delighted by the weather and it was lovely. Did it get warm at your high? It was like 75 and perfect all day.
Yeah. Yesterday was a perfect day. I did a million chores. And at 4 o'clock, I went, oh, God, that was a day, huh? How in the heck?
What did you do? You know, what chores?
Nothing.
Oh my God,
I just
tell
did
me everything.
It's just, you know, I went to the grocery store and I had to drive the car to, you know, make sure that thing stayed running. And
oh,
I had to hit the hardware store and get potassium for the water system that we have.
Oh.
Soft water conditioner or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to pour this stuff into it. So I did that.
Do you guys have a well?
No. But there's actually a weird well that is with the unit. It's not a, I guess I wouldn't call it a well. I'd call it a bucket. A tall cylinder.
Like a cistern? Uh-huh.
But yeah, I have to pour potassium into it.
Oh.
So that's a project that I, you know, that's dad's project, one of his.
Yeah.
So
you got to check it off the list.
Right. So I did that and, you know, but it's just so weird right now just to be like, it's for like, okay, that's a day.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. I'm going to go take a quick shower and we'll eat some dinner and.
Yep.
And there's a day. I mean, I was productive. It just wasn't that I just didn't have any moments where I went, oh my God, that was so fun.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I mean, did you?
Well, don't we? Sure. Right. I had a fun day yesterday, you know.
All right. Good for you.
I, you know, just a regular day. Nothing that was particularly like, holy crap, I went to Cirque du Soleil. You know, it wasn't like that. You know, one thing, though, is I've had to completely revise my thoughts on everything lately. It feels like about 3 weeks ago, maybe even a little bit more than that, I felt like, okay, we're coming out. Like we started, we'd seen a couple people. I went to that protest. Like it felt like things were starting to open back up. And I swear to God, you know, we had the conversation last night at dinner. Like it's not, it's, if anything, we got to hunker back down. Like there's a spike in cases like all in this area, like everywhere.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to report in the news and I will be doing that, but that it is, we're spiking. We have records better, worse than ever. And yeah. I know that people will say, well, that was expected as we come out of this, but we need to wear masks. We have to wear. And I know if you're out there and you're saying bleep you, it's like, dude, no, bleep you.
Yeah,
you need to wear a mask. You need to wear a mask and you need to help us crush this. I don't want to shut everybody down again. And I'm not saying not as if I'm in charge of that. I just mean I'd hate to see all these businesses that are just emerging and hoping to try and make a couple bucks have to shut again for another month because it's starting to look like we're going to have to shut down for another month.
Yep. Like everything's getting pushed back. Yeah, there's a lot of that in my news today.
And heading
too.
Into a weekend that is usually one of complete and total social gatherings.
Absolutely.
I can't tell if this is going to be a disaster or if we're going to actually, as Americans, rally around wanting to be in a better place in 2 months.
Yeah, you know, it'll be both, Vin. I really, because, you know, we have completely revised our plans for this weekend, but a lot of people really haven't. But I think that there's probably just going to be two sets of people. Are you guys doing anything for 4th of July?
Zero.
Zero.
No, we're fully back into, we're not emerging.
Lockdown.
We weren't planning to emerge anyway, but what's happening as I've watched what's happening and the spike in tests, I'm just, okay, well, here's where we're at. We're going back into, you know, what did we call that yesterday? Caution fatigue.
Yeah.
We're going back into it and it is what it is. It's just, it's the reality. I mean, if you had told me, what's our time, by the way?
Yeah, we have time.
Plenty.
If you had told me that we were going to ever be in this place in life, I would just have laughed at you. You know?
No way.
And if you had told me, not only are you going to be a married guy with two kids, but you're going to be locked in the house with them for months on end.
Oh. Come on, Adele.
I mean, that's never happening. Not in a million years. I won't survive
it. I won't stand for that.
Well, I just won't survive it. You know, someone wrote in yesterday and they were like, how's Vinny's sobriety or something like that? And I thought, well, I haven't had a drink in 16 years. The only time alcohol has even touched my lips was at that
Hard Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was at that thing where I ordered some raspberry lemonade and that came completely spiked with booze. And I
was so scared for you at that moment.
I touched a sip of it and went, oh my God. But anyway, so yeah, I haven't had a drink in 16 plus years, but what's the quality of my sobriety? I'm going crazy. Of course I'm going crazy. I haven't been to a meeting. I haven't been, you know, I'm trapped in the house with little kids. Sure. It's none of this is good
for me. Have you considered moving into your apartment?
No.
Have you considered moving your family into your apartment?
No, I haven't. No, I'm just taking it day by day and it's all good. I'm not putting my, but this isn't ideal by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, look, you're a guy who has a handle on it. Can you imagine someone who's newly sober or even a couple years in and finds themselves in this position?
I don't know what to say about it either. I'd say that you're probably, if you're really struggling with your sobriety, you probably need to go to a meeting and risk the coronavirus. You know, I mean, what's
Can
worse?
Can you Zoom an AA meeting?
I think they've been doing some Zoom meetings. I've talked to some people who have been doing it that way. I think they were starting to come out of that, though, and do actual meetings. Anyway, I didn't mean to get into all that aspect of it.
No, that's a totally interesting facet of this.
The nuts and bolts of it all. But the point is that this isn't by no way by design would I have ever put myself in this position.
Right.
It's just so weird that we're on 3.5 months. Where are we of lockdown?
Let's see. March, April, just about May to June. 3.5 months. Yeah.
3.5 months.
It's week 16, day 2, you know? Isn't 13 weeks is a quarter of the year. So we're in it. Totally 100% in it. Yuck.
So, and I think this break's going to be good for the missus too. Like the break that we have coming up will be good for me and it's going to be good for her.
Does she have a vacation too?
She's going to take vacation at the same time.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. So we may even get out to surf together. How would that be?
Oh my God. How could you possibly do that? Is Maka going to watch the kids or something?
We may start. Maka's been locked down real well. So, and she's needing some attention and we're needing some help. And I think we're all going to just decide to open the bubble for the one.
Right.
The one
person. She's seeing no one.
No.
Yeah, that's what people, you know, the thing is, it is hard to open the bubble. For a single person that you know has been locked down, you can, I'm sure, make that work.
It's a got to. I don't doubt that she's going. I mean, I'm sitting here telling you about my mental state. Imagine where she's at.
All alone.
All alone every day?
Ay,
ay, ay.
I know.
Everyone
has their own. I mean, look, we're all going through it together. Although some people, they're not going through it at all. They're just F you and your masks and I'm going to do whatever I want.
Right. Well, you know what? And it looks like Bryn is going through some kind of, like, right now, you look like the guy who's under a spotlight and being questioned.
I am under a spotlight.
Is that Jane?
Yeah.
Is that Jane right there? All your features are washed out. You only have an eyes and mouth. Is that Jane?
What's happening to you?
Jane.
What's going on?
It's Jane.
Actually, Sarah's always saying to me that I'm backlit because of my window behind me. It always comes in. So I put a light in front of me so that you can see my face. But
yeah, I like it.
Super bright. Now I feel like I'm on some sort of like Hollywood set or something.
Well, you are. You're a star. You do look weird. Sarah. It's funny because the rest of us are sort of in just ambient light, you know, and you're like.
I'll move the light. I'm trying to figure it out.
No, you're all right.
Throw a scarf over that thing or something. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't burn. Is it one of those little hot lights?
That's true. It is a pretty hot light.
Yeah. Well, you know, find something nylon, throw it over there. It'll be fine, I'm sure.
Oh, it's fine.
It's funny. During a break.
Britt, yesterday, I guess toward the end, I must have said something about Jane because she likes when we talk about her. And,
It's Jane.
So I taped that for her and I sent it to her. And, you know, just one of those little things. And then she an hour later, she'd sent me, I guess she said that was take 38. You know, when you're trying to do something and you have to do it a million times, but she got the perfect It's Jane on there.
It's Jane.
Oh, Jesus, that pierced right into my head. That was a tough one. That's okay. So anyway, Jane will be joining us this morning. It's Jane.
Ooh.
Oh, good.
Just, yeah.
I saw her post yesterday was she has not cut her bangs in over 100 days.
I know.
So she's got the wooliest look going I think she's probably ever had. I don't know if she's ever been that.
It was so funny. She's like, here's messy. You know, my unreleased album or whatever it was. I found my album cover from... I know, she's usually... That's a tight little line of... she actually has bangs that come down to a point in, like right over her nose and go back up. And she said... What did she have, a standing appointment for like once every 10 days or something? Or
yeah, she's someone who, and I, look, Jane is pretty cagey, pretty stony. So it's,
yeah,
hard, to
it's
know
hard to know a
much
lot
about
her.
But what I do know is just basically by working sort of with her through these years, she's always got it put together. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
top
I'll go
bottom.
Through phases. You know, but mostly I'll come in unshaved and, you know,
no,
I'm showered.
Full face of makeup, put together top to bottom.
Right.
I mean, it's Jane. Oh, it's Jane.
So, and that's, you know, look, I there are people, women, that make sure they're always put together, and that's great. And Jane's one of them. But this must be the longest she's gone.
It's, I really think that, you know, it's probably the hardest for Jane of all of us. Because
do you think she lets her leg hair grow and her armpit hair grow,
oh,
too?
Oh, let's hope so. I mean, Jesus.
Are you?
No. Let it go,
yeah, she
man.
Is.
No, I'm not. I actually, you know, because I have to put out once a week, I take care of everything once a week.
You have to put out once a week.
Yeah, I got to put out once a week, you know? I got my weekly appointment, so I always take everything down.
That sounds depressing.
It is. It's totally depressing.
You know, what? No.
Oh, I mean, it's great. What did I just say? Once a week, I'm totally into it. Oh my
you know.
God.
That's,
and during vacation, I mean, geez, we'll just be doing that all the time.
Yeah, right.
Oh, look at
we
you.
Just, we love it. We can't get enough. So we can only work it in once a week in our busy schedules now. That's all. On vacation, I'm sure we'll go wild. Oh, hey, look at the time. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.